Former Black Stars coach Kwesi Appiah says problems with the payment of appearance fees could have been settled in Ghana before the team left for Brazil. Kwesi Appiah, who's currently answering questions before the Justice Jamatha Commission, says if management had been honest in making it clear to players when their monies would be paid, they would have agreed instead of them being treated like kids.
In actual fact, this appearance fee issue started when we played against Montenegro.
Oh, okay. When was this? March, right?
In March.
Yes.
And who was in Montenegro?
That was before Holland or after Holland?
No,
before,
that was...
Before Holland. March.
Before.
That's March, okay.
From previous experience, these appearance fee issues are discussed much, much earlier before the competition itself. So the management had discussions with the players, including one was a presidential staffer, and then the other one was Honorable Mustafa and then Honorable Aduasari. The two of them were part of the discussions with the players.
Okay.
You know, so... But
were you part of the meeting?
I was part of that particular meeting.
Good, yes.
Unfortunately, the meeting did not end in the sense that, you know, the players were, you know, so... insisting on the 100,000 whilst they were trying to beat
$100,000.
$100,000. So
okay, whilst they were insisting on 100, what did the state, how much was the state offering?
At that particular time they were insisting on paying 80 or 80 something thousand dollars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And normally, you know, because it not end there, the best thing was should have made sure, you know, these discussions are
finished
before they even called for the...
It's a link between the call-up of the final squad and fully pushing their case about the 100, because then they will know that they are part of the squad.
Yeah.
So if you want to push all of them out, you are going to have problems.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think we said that here. We established that here that it means you could have settled that even before the final team was announced. And that would have been very easy.
My Lord, I think that would have been the best thing.
Yes. Because then they couldn't hold us to ransom.
Yes. Mm. When we left Miami or the U.S. without the money, it was a big problem because we were promised that by the time we get to Brazil, you know, the money will be there and to be handed over to them.
But had you even agreed on the amount, or by the time you go to Brazil, there was still a problem as to the amount itself?
My Lord, by the time we got to Brazil, there was still a problem
of the amount,
you know, of the amount, because the players were still insisting on the 100, whilst the, you know, the management actually told them that they had a meeting. Is it parliamentary?
It's cabinet,
meeting?
Cabinet decision,
and you know,
it
is difficult for them, and you know, there was no compromise at that particular time. You know, so when we got to Brazil, and the money still wasn't coming. You know, they requested for it before the U.S. game. These players, you know, they are all grown ups. They are very, very, very intelligent out there. And once you're dealing with them and you treat them as, you know, kids, automatically, you know, they will not take kindly to...
They don't like
yes,
that.
You know,
yes.
There was one of the meetings that one of the players said that, why can't you tell us that, look, the money is not coming now. It will come after the first round or after the competition.
Wow.
So that we all put our mind off.
Away,
you know,
from there. Okay.
But, you know, day in, day out, every meeting, oh, the money is coming. There was even one occasion where they said, oh, the plane has taken off.
Bringing the money.
Bringing the money. And 2 days after, you know,
the plane had not landed.
So they came out with the same issue. So how long does it take the plane to land? You know.
I see.
So
all this was in Brazil.
All this, you know, was happening in Brazil.